My next guest, a cardiologist, author of the book Doctor, The Disillusionment of an American Physician, writes in the New York Times that it's time to consider bringing back house calls. Dr. Sandeep Jahar joins us now. Dr. Jahar, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this, now what you wrote about is house calls and the lack of, you say that before World War II they were much more common, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of older folks remember, being visited by their family doctor when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see that anymore.
Now, why is that? Because you say that a 92-year-old patient asked you to do just that, and you told her, look, I'm afraid I can't do it, but you didn't have a good answer as to why you couldn't do a house call. Why is that not happening today?
Well, I mean, the answer was that, it's not profitable. And in my case, I didn't feel like I had the time. But the fact is that when you look at profit in the American healthcare system, you shouldn't just look at hospitals' profit or doctors' profit. So it's not profitable for doctors to visit patients in their homes. It's a lot more profitable to stay in the office and see, six patients rather than travel by car and see one.
Mm-hmm.
No question about that. It's not really that profitable for hospitals to have doctors visit the patients in their homes and prevent them or keep them out of the hospital.
Get
paid.
And you write about these unplanned readmissions, and that there's actually now a penalty for hospitals for having higher rates of these readmissions. Now, but why exactly are they putting up with it then, even though they're paying the penalties?
Well, I mean, the readmission penalties are fairly small, and I make the point in the article that they're anemic compared to the daily hospital bed charge, which could run up to $2,000 or $3,000 a day. The penalties are about 3% of total Medicare revenue. So in aggregate, it's about $420 million a year distributed over about 2,600 hospitals were penalized last year.
$420 million of penalties, but you say the actual price tag of unplanned readmissions is huge, right?
Exactly. So the price tag of unplanned readmissions is roughly $17 billion per year. So, even though hospitals benefit from filling up their beds, even with patients who are readmitted and they're just happy to pay the small penalty just so that they can keep their hospital beds filled, the fact is that if we can keep these patients out of the hospital, the whole country will benefit, not to mention these, elderly patients who, are being yanked out of their homes, sent to the hospital, which is usually a very unfriendly and alien environment for them,
mm-hmm.
and, poked and prodded. And this is happening with a frequency that's alarming. So mm-hmm. if you, the average readmission rate in America today for Medicare patients is 20%. One out of every five patients is readmitted within 30 days. And of that number, one out of three is readmitted within a week.
Wow.
So the fact is that we know some ways to prevent readmissions. You make sure the patients get their medications, make sure they understand them, make sure you understand some aspect of the home and the context and what the barriers are to going out to the pharmacy, getting your medications, or what the patients are eating. But we just don't do a very good job in addressing those factors because there's no skin in the game for doctors and hospitals.
Yeah, they come right back. You said one in five end up in the hospital after how long?
After 30 days.
For 30 days, are right back in your office. And why
not my office, in the hospital.
In the hospital.
Through the emergency room.
Because they feel like their life is on the line at that point or something goes horribly wrong.
Because we send them home. And, for example, I sent a patient home, and she came back within 24 hours. I was astounded. I said, look, we went through all your medications. You knew what you were supposed to take. What happened? She said, I had no one to drive me to the pharmacy to get the medications. So she missed her cardiac meds, her heart meds, two doses, and that was enough to land her back in the hospital.
Hmm.
So it's those things that doctors need to address. It's the home piece.
Right.
What's going on at home that's preventing the patient from exercising proper self-care?
How could you have helped her out in that circumstance, though?
Well, I mean, I could have asked those questions. Mm-hmm. I mean, rather than spending, you know, 25 minutes talking about all her medications and the dosing schedule and all that, you know, I should have known better, and now mm-hmm. I do, and I make sure that I check with my patients, you know, who's available to take you to the pharmacy. I made a house call once, and for a patient who had end-stage heart failure, and I wrote about this in the article, his wife was at the kitchen table, and she looked exhausted, and she told me that she had stopped driving. So even though I was prescribing medications, she had no way to get them.
He wasn't taking them. Wow. Dr. Sandeep Jahar, cardiologist, author of the book Doctored, The Disillusionment of an American Physician. You can find his op-ed in the New York Times right now. Very enlightening. Thank you, Dr. Jahar.
Thank you, Mike.